Oh, okay. We'll get it.
I was going to ask about that because I.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, we have to reassign it.
Yeah.
We'll get the body.
I know Teddy, so.
Oh, you do? Okay. Got it.
Since we have quorum, I'm going to call this meeting to order. It is now 6:06 p.m. Why don't we begin with a board member roll call? I'm Paul Ash in the chair, present.
Bobby Strang, member, present.
Kurt Vondren, member, present.
And Commander Kane is currently not present.
That's correct.
So let's, well, I don't see any members of the public here either, so we can move past the public comment period. Moving straight into the approval of the minutes. So if the board members could take a moment to review the minutes from September 21st meeting, that would be great.
I would move adoption of the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are so approved. Moving on to old business.
All right, on your old business, I just wanted to give the board an update on the presidential inauguration review that's being conducted by the Police Foundation. The review is underway. About 2 weeks ago, members of the Police Foundation, their subject matter experts, traveled from various parts of the country to the offices of OPC and interviewed all of the staff members. They had some group meetings and individual meetings with all the staff. We went over some of the documents that were turned over to them, provided additional information and background and context material to them over the course of 2 or 3 days that they were here. They are now in the document review stage, and they are in the stage of initiating interviews with MPD members and community members. And they have supplied us with a list of people that they are waiting to interview. They're going to be conducting individual interviews of some people, particularly command staff and MPD, and some of the trainers and supervisors and incident commanders. And they will also be doing group interviews of various people in MPD, such as different CDU, civil disturbance unit members that were there from the patrol level on up. And they'll also be doing some interviews, they've requested doing some interviews with community members and possibly even some of the other police departments that were involved in the activities, just as a courtesy interview from agencies like the Park Police and Montgomery County and PG County and couple other agencies that were involved in the activities that day, just for context and background. So those interviews have not yet been scheduled yet, but that's the stage we're at. That's the update on that report. Anybody have any questions? I will continue to keep you updated on that report. The next thing I would like to move on to is the approval of the administrative rules. Alicia, do you want to give us a review of that, please?
Yes, I would. Thank you. So emailed to you a few days ago, and in your packet is the notice of final rulemaking as it would appear in the DC Register. Our original proposed rules were published on October 6, 2017. They were open for more than a month for comment. The only comment we received was actually an internal comment clarifying some language in the mediation section. No other comments from the public or internal were received. So that is the only change that has been made since we last discussed the rules. Again, these rules are bringing OPC's administrative rules into compliance with the NEAR Act and other changes that have happened since 2002 when the current version of the rules were promulgated. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Just to give you an idea of the timeline of what would happen if these rules are approved tonight, then they will be published in the DCMR on December 15th, and that would be when they are considered in effect.
And then we would post them on our website it'll notify our community partners and make it public that the rules are in effect, although there's really nothing new about them, just incorporating things that have been in there for a while. Anyone have any questions about the process for Alicia or anything like that, or the contents of it?
I would move adoption of the rules as presented.
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So approved.
Very good. We will submit them for publication then. And I thank you for spending your time on this. And the staff that was working on it, it was Alicia and all the other people in the office that spent a lot of time reading it and going over it over the last several months trying to make sure that we put out an accurate, completely accurate, 100% accurate report. So that's what we have here, and I'm satisfied with that. And a bonus is that now that we've gone through the process, it will not be as difficult in the future. We won't have to wait a decade if we need to update
more.
Or even small sections, we will be able to do that more efficiently.
Correct. So. Just to make everyone aware, our plan is to do at least a every other year review. That doesn't necessarily mean there will be changes made every other year, but there will be a complete review done every other year, just to make sure that no changes are needed.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Now I'd like to take out of order our new business report. That's a report on community partners. At our last meeting, we had discussions about the role of community partners and the plan that we have for them, and we've asked Nikisha Cleveland to discuss community partner program and what is coming up for that program. Right, Nikisha? And before Nikisha starts, the record should reflect that Commander Kane is present also for the meeting. Nikisha, what have you got to report on the community partners program?
Okay, so as we all know, OPC's community partnership program is to provide the public with other ways to access information about OPC, and the requirement that we have our community partners is to either display and or make available OPC complaint forms and brochures. Some of the organizations move forward with helping their clients with filling out the complaint forms if they do have them, but it's not a requirement. It's totally optional. We currently have 19 partners. They're all listed on the website except for one, which is IUTA. And the reason being for that is because they had some concerns with them being listed on the website because of their clientele, which are undocumented individuals and those that speak little English, and they did not want their clients to get confused as to the relationship between OPC and IUTA and deter them from actually coming to them with the fear of government entities. So we said that was fine. So even though we say it's a community partnership, it can also be considered a referral relationship. They still have our information available to their clients. They have it on display. So that's fine with them. As far as other things that we've been doing with our community partners, whenever they have events and or fairs, we always participate. Just recently, we participated with the Washington English Center. On November the 9th, they had a community service fair. BRIA, earlier in the year, BRIA Public Charter School, we did some Know Your Rights sessions for them. Lindsay Murphy and Hansel Aguilar, two bilingual investigators, conducted those, along with Jessica at BRIA Public Charter School. We did several different classes, and it was solely OPC conducting those Know Your Rights sessions. As far as moving forward, one of the things that Mike and I talked about is to send OPC press releases and any reports that we issue to our community partners, which we really haven't been doing in the past. You know, we've certain community partners I talk to more than others, and they know about some of our things, but everybody who is a partner of ours should be, you know, informed about the things that we're doing. Also on social media, whenever we have a brown bag session. A lot of the investigators set up brown bag sessions with our community partners so all staff can learn more about them. I tag them in the social media, which has helped a lot because they actually see that, you know, they're being mentioned and recognized, and they do, you know, respond. Also, whenever we go out to do events with the community partners, example, Washington English Center and Bria, I post those items on our social media as well. I don't know if anybody has any questions in reference to the community partners. We will continue to look for more community partners, but I think more so it's not really about the numbers, but the quality of the community partner, what resources that OPC has that will be beneficial to the community partner and vice versa. And I noted I put in the board report that we've two new community partners. I just mentioned IUTA and the DC SAFE. And that was as a result of one of the investigators who held a brown bag with DC SAFE and felt like they would be a good community partner. And I reached back out to them with that, and they were happy to do that. So, and our information is actually going to be in all of their intake centers for DC SAFE. And one of their intake centers is located at DC Superior Court. So that's good as well. So, any questions for anybody about our community partners or? Okay.
I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Okay. And you see what we post, because I know that.
is there any community in the district that we're lacking a partner?
Well, I would say the community that we probably further the outreach to has been aggressively targeted this year, and that's the Latino community.
Okay.
And Lindsay and Hansel came up with a Latino outreach project, which we have been working in collaboration. I've been working in collaboration with them to further reach out to the Latino community to find out about our services, considering all that was going on with immigration policies nationally, and letting folks know about filing a complaint if they feel like they've been a victim of police misconduct. So I would say the Latino community, but that has been addressed. And they're currently working on some analysis of it and evaluation with Matt is involved too with the survey to kind of see how that's been going and all of that outreach that we've been doing to the Latino community.
Thanks a lot, Keisha, for your work on that. Appreciate it. We have some very good and helpful community partners, and we're going to continue working with them. All right. The next thing on the agenda that I'd like to move on to is the director's report on activities since the last meeting. I want to call your attention to the number of complaints that we received as a critical issue. I'm going to have more to talk about that in a few minutes, about the fact that our complaints have continued to rise even higher than we have had expected before, than even that we've expected at the experience at the beginning of the year. So we'll go over those numbers in a couple minutes on that, but that's still a critical issue on how we're going to deal with it. But so far, we are keeping our head above water. Investigators are doing a great job of doing thorough, complete investigations, but moving them along. And we still look on a regular basis for ways that we can do our job more efficiently and better. And every once in a while, another person comes up with a good idea about why don't we do it this way instead of the way we've been doing it for the last 10 years. And we look at it and say, well, why not? So we still are investigating other ways of doing it. But right now, we're doing very well in keeping up with it. And I'm really proud of the staff for doing that, especially under the 80%+ increase over of complaints. But we're keeping an eye on it. I also want to alert you to one of the most important things on the agenda today is I would like you to mark your calendars for December 18th at 5 p.m. And I'd like you to report to the Washington Plaza Hotel at that time and place, if at all possible, where we will conduct a holiday gathering.
Where
is that in relation to Pierre?
It's on Thomas Circle.
Thomas Circle.
Okay, Thomas Circle.
Okay.
In the
lounge.
Two blocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opposite from Mozart's.
The Germans kicked you out? was it some incident late in the after I left the last time I didn't hear about that went on?
I had nothing to do with it.
The patronage was no longer desired?
I heard it had something to do with the accordion player. I don't know the whole story behind it.
Best we not know.
second most important thing, or maybe it's most important to Commander Kane, is today the committee moved her reappointment forward.
3 more years.
So you could go in front of the committee of the whole as early as next week. But either way, by January, it looks like you're going to be reappointed for 3 years, whether you like it or not.
I like it. Actually, I like it. I do. It's awesome. It is.
I think this is the first one I did ahead of time.
Mine was a few months late.
A few months.
Aren't you a couple years late? A
couple years.
And hers is early, so.
Does it equal enough? Okay.
So that's big news.
It is. Thank you.
Well, thank you for all the work you put into this. And I know, and I have said this many times, but I know it takes a lot of work, and especially with all the complaints we're getting in, and we're getting a lot of dismissals, and we're really basically 2 people short. And I know that there are a couple people in the pipeline at various stages in the approval process, so we know that we are trying to work on that from getting those appointments done. But I do appreciate all the work that you're doing, because you are volunteers, and that's hard. I want to alert you to our next report that's coming out. You're going to see it in your email in the next 2 or 3 weeks probably. It's a use of force report. It's the first annual use of force report on FPD mandated under the NEAR Act. Matt has been working on it since before the summer started, and we're kind of in the final stages of getting something ready to convey over to the police department. Although Matt's been working with several individuals there and getting the information. They have been very cooperative with getting the information we need. But just as a preview to the report, and I want all of you to look at it and give you sufficient time to do it. We'd like to put it together we'd like to publish it under the deadline of December 31st that the council put out it, if at all possible, but I want to try to give you enough time to look at it. But a couple of the things that we noticed, one of the main things was that the collection of data by MPD is rather deficient in many different areas, and we put together a set of recommendations to try to help them in the future, because it's impacted what we can actually report on and how we can do our report by the way the data is kept in different places and the amount of data and when it's and the accuracy of it. So that's going to be one of my prime recommendations of this inaugural report, is to help them with the record keeping and record accuracy of the report, so that this time next year we can put together an even better report. And that's the whole idea behind the reports. Another highlight that I'll give you a preview of is that we did recognize a significant increase in the number of use of force reports that have been made over the past year from the previous year. When I say significant, I mean over a third increase of use of force reports in 1 year. And that's going to be very significant. And we've looked into some of the reasons for that with the department. And some of the reasons will be laid out in the report. One of them is that the reporting requirements changed on what they report. But there are other reasons, too. So that third highlight that I'll end with, as a preview, is that MPD has had the fewest officer-involved shootings this past year as of any fiscal year in the last 5 years. And we'll be highlighting that in the report, too, because that's good news. So when that report comes out, when we get a draft ready that's in usable form for the board members, we will get that to you by email. It's probably a situation where we're going to ask you to look at it and review it and approve it by the same process, because I don't really want to wait till our next meeting, if possible. Our next meeting, by the way, is January 18th. I know it's a little bit sort of earlier than predicted, because this meeting's a little bit later. But that's the third Thursday in January. It's January 18th.
So, Mike, when are you hoping then to release it?
By the end of the year, by December 31st. It's cool.
So it's going to be a quick turnaround for review.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at that. But, you know, the review with the department is, I mean, this Matt's been going, been working with some of the data people over there, and
their review mostly will consist of, I mean, they have all the information we need. It'll consist of all the reports assembled, I think, more than the information, because the information is what it is, mm-hmm. you know, the data. And we've tried to make the report into an objective report, and eliminate it as much as we can. I think any opinion or think anything like that, it's a very, I think you're going to see that it's a very objective, scientific type report. But we do make recommendations that require some evaluation, and that's where MPD is going to have to look at it more thoroughly and look at those recommendations.
Mike, you know my theory that things released on a Friday get buried, but I have a second theory, which experience has taught me, is that the week between Christmas and New Year's, it is so slow that you can do a press release of a casserole recipe, and it could be on the front page of the Washington Post. So I just, I would take that into account. If you want that much publicity, it might be a good time to do it.
Right, yeah, correct. Yeah, because that can work both ways. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we are aware of that, that's for sure. So we'll see how that all works out, and we'll see how, you know, we'll have to do the information exchange with the department and with this board before we move and put it out. So that's the alert on that. Those are my primary things on the board report. The last thing I suppose I will mention, other than and then going to the statistics, is just the fact that was it last week, Doug? This week that you went to CDU training?
This week.
All right. So CDU, Civil Service Unit, did a specialized training this week for many of the department members. And we sent Doug there for that training. And what we're going to work on now, and Mona's working on this now, is having the majority of people that do the protest monitoring go through more of the direct training that MPD CDU does, just at least once, so that they can understand what goes on and what the training is all about. This last year, because of the time constraints, they went to a more consolidated version of the training and a summary, but we had the main primary monitors go through a more elaborate version, because I think that's important as we go forward, particularly in the environment that we're operating in now, so that they all can understand what they're better, what they're viewing, and what the police are doing. So we're working on that. So that's the last thing I wanted to mention on the board report. Now I'm going to ask Mona to go ahead and talk about the statistics that are available.
Okay, thank you. So the first thing I want to highlight on this is that I did add, under the complaints received section, I put it in italics just to highlight it, the referrals from MPD, because Chair Ashton did ask for that last time, and I made note of it, so, and I'm glad you remembered that you asked. So this is the, just to clarify what that means, the cases that were sent to us from MPD as part of the NEAR Act, where there were all cases that they receive, complaints, I should say, citizen complaints, are sent to us initially to review, and then those in our jurisdiction we keep, and those not we send back. But and I did go ahead and compare, even though we weren't keeping those stats, we were keeping the information, so as compared to last year. And it was about around this time, around December, that really we started getting more, so I'll continue to keep that. But so there's a pretty big difference last year, because even though the NEAR Act was in effect, we hadn't really worked out that process until around the end of the first quarter of last fiscal year. So there were 4 as compared to last year, 38 as of this date this year. So and that kind of shows, I know one of the questions that came up at our last meeting was about kind of our ideas about where maybe this increase is coming from, and that was, I think, why that came out, right? Paul? Okay. So there definitely is some increase with that does show part of it. Of course, it doesn't show when you do the math all of it, but that is added, and we'll be continuing to track that, those numbers. And then the other thing is that our complaints do continue to go up. I will note that because we have a later meeting this year than last year, so these numbers are over a year and a few weeks old, and it was around this time also that we really started to see the increase that began last year. So when I compared, even though it was 53 new cases as compared to 125 as of Monday, when I looked at the date 11/27/16, it was actually 71. So we're still at that mid-70, about 76% increase from the same date last year, actual date last year, day for day. So it's not quite as extreme, because that's when it was about in November that we really started to see the uptick start. So I just wanted to note that.
And it hasn't gone down significantly from when we saw the uptick? And that's what we have to watch. You know, I'm hopeful that with the holiday season and colder weather, and typically it might go down, but we have not even seen that. We have not even seen a downward trend from cooler weather, although it hasn't been that cool yet, but from the holiday season. So we're going to have to keep a close watch on that.
Yeah, and I think that seeing that, you know, now that we're about a year, coming now into a full year of the uptick, to really see if the uptick continues or if it kind of levels off, because that's when we really started to see the increase. So that's what we're going to be evaluating over the next 2 months, 3 months, and we'll see, you know, at our next meeting, really kind of where we're at with that. So we still get a lot of complaints online. That's still a big portion of our complaints that we receive directly.
Matt, do you have anything to add to that part of it? Complaints?
No, I haven't crunched those numbers since the annual report came out. I've been working on the use force report, so if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to run those numbers and get back to you.
But, you know, as you remember, we had Matt do a couple of interim reports trying to figure out where the increases are coming from, and we're going to continue to look at that and see. Of most concern is this going to level off at some point or not? And hopefully we'll have a better idea in the next couple of months, because then we'll have been into the full period of full deployment of cameras and into the full period of the order change where MBD referrals are coming here.
At some point, I don't think this is necessarily the right time now, but it might be good to look at not just where the complaints are coming, but where, take out the dismissals. I guess what I like to see is if the online and the referrals, the new forms, new venues that we have received, are they producing complaints that result in the same portion of actions, or are they just a lot more that get dismissed?
I actually would also like to see if it's possible to refer to MPD a breakdown of how many are jurisdiction, how many are 90-day.
You said refer to MPD?
I can say most are jurisdiction.
Almost all of them are.
Yeah. Not a lot of 90-day.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? Like how many are referred because of they're a year old versus how many are referred for jurisdiction?
Yeah.
I mean, we can. But I just know from seeing it, most of them are jurisdiction. There's not a lot of 90-day cases.
Right. There's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that the statute helped with when we went from 45 to 90.
Mm-hmm.
Did that help? Because we had more when it was 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now that people have 90 days, it's fewer. Questions on that part of the report? All right. That completes the board report that I had.
It's a quick meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.